Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Hilvahu al Hamashkain. Reuven lent $500 to Shimon. But before he gave him the money, Reuven said to Shimon, I need a mashkin. How do I know you're going to pay me back? Shimon says, here, take my coat. Matanura says whether he gave him the loan first and afterwards took the coat, whether he first took the coat and afterwards he took the loan. There's no difference right now. So Reuven now is a shomer over this coat, the mashkin. What kind of a shomer is he? Zok the Mishnah, he is a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar that's pater on aynes, but is chayiv on geneva v'aveda. Wait a second, if he's a shomer sachar, he's getting something for it. So what's Reuven getting for it? And the answer is schar mitzvah. He has to take care of this beged now. Every once in a while, he has to, open it up, bichveis, hang it up, flap it in the wind, whatever that particular beged needs. And right there and then, an oni comes knocking on the door. He doesn't have to give him any money because he's an oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Maybe you remember that Gemara. I'm sure many of you learned Perek HaKoinais, Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara asks, what's the din with a shomer aveda? Someone who's watching over something that was lost. Meanwhile, he took it into his house. Rabbi says he has a din of a shomer chinam. And Rabbi Yosef says he has a din of a shomer sachar. Remember the Gemara? Rabbi says he has a din of a shomer chinam because what hana does he have? Rabbi Yosef says he has a din of a shomer sachar because with that hana that he doesn't have to give bread to the poor person, because if he's involved in one mitzvah, he's part on another mitzvah. With that, he's a shomer sachar. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, well, it depends. Hilvahu ma'ois. If Reuven gave Shimon money like an armashal, and he gets a mashkin, then a shomer china. He's a shomer china who's pater on geneva v'aveda. Rabbi Huda does not hold of this din of schar mitzvah because he wouldn't have to give an ani money. However, hilvahu peiros. Let's say Reuven loaned Shimon a sof peiros, and afterwards he was supposed to pay him back a sof peiros, and of course it would have to be in such a way that it's mutter to do it, mitzad halachis of ribis, and meanwhile Reuven received a mashkin for this loan, then shomer sachar, he has the din of a shomer sachar. Because when you loan someone peiros, with the deal that he pays you back peiros, you're already gaining. Because if you have peiros, what's your worry? That it's going to rot. And the longer you have it, the greater the chance something's going to go wrong. So if I'm giving away these payers to get back other payers, I have one die go off my head. I don't have to worry about my payers rotting. But the halacha is like the Tanakama, that even if Reuven loaned Shimon money, he also has a din of a shomer sachar. Normally, if I have a mashkin in my rishus, I'm not allowed to use it. Even if I were to say, okay, I'll deduct it from the amount that he owes me. I have no permission to use it. I'm holding it as collateral in case he doesn't pay back, but I have no permission to use it. If I use it without his rishos, I am a shel shalamidas. And a shel shalamidas has a din of a gazlin. However, let's say Shimon, in this case, is a very poor person. He has no money to be able to take back the keli that he gave me to watch. Let's say he gave me some kind of a shovel. A lot of people would like to rent a shovel to do work. So Abishal, Omer Abishal says, mutter adam, it's mutter for a person, in this case Reuven, the malva, Lahaskia, to rent out Mashkainai shel ani, the mashkin of the ani, Shimon's shovel, Leah's paisigal of a heilach. $5 a day to use this shovel. And every day, Shimon owes me $5 less. And at one point, he'll be able to take back his shovel for nothing. This is like a Shabbos Aveda. He would never be able to get his shovel back. And I'm doing something which I'm allowing for him to get his shovel back. But it's dafka something like a shovel, something metal. You get a lot of money for it, and it doesn't get so worn out. So under these circumstances, we are assuming that although normally you can't use someone else's item without rishus, but in this case, for the loiv, it's pretty much a win-win situation, and he would probably be maskim that I rented out. So quickly, Chazagov, what we learned in our Mishnah here, in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, if I lend someone money and I have a mashkin, I have a din of a shomer sachar. Because when I have to take care of that mashkin, I don't have to give money to an ani. Paskin like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I lend him money, and he has to pay me back money, we don't say that I have a din of Hashem Masachar on the Mashkan. But if I lend him payrus and he has to pay me back payrus, oh, good, so I gain on the deal. I don't have to worry that my payrus are rotting. I'm giving him, you know, fresh apples. He has to give me back fresh apples. So now for sure, if I took a mashkin from him, I'm gaining on the deal, and therefore for that hana, I should be a shomer sacher. Abishal says, even though normally you're not allowed to use a mashkin without rishus, but if it's something that's like a metal shovel, things like that, which doesn't get worn out, and you can get a lot of money for renting it out, then adarabba, it's okay for me to rent it out and to deduct the rental price from the loan, because this is what's going to allow Shimon to be able to get his mashkin back. We're talking about a case where the loiv is a ani, he doesn't have the money maybe to take back the shovel, so I'm doing him a tremendous favor. It's like a shavas aveda. Because of what I'm doing, he'll be able to get his shovel back, and he won't have to give me money, because I got my money back through renting it out.